This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Susanna Hodges.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. With me is Anthony Bryant with the Knee High Foundation. Welcome, Anthony. It's a pleasure having you with me today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for the invite.
You're very welcome. Tell me about the Knee High Foundation. What is it that you do?
Well, the Knee High Foundation is a nonprofit organization where we mentor kids from ages 4 all the way up, some through high school. So from ages 4 to 18.
Okay. So what kind of mentoring? What is that? What does that mean, mentoring?
We teach the kids the importance of giving back. We teach the kids the importance of learning life skills. We do community service projects with the kids. We have financial literacy classes. We've also had etiquette classes, you know, to teach them life skills. It's pretty much, you know, as far as mentoring, it's a hands-on thing with these kids. We're involved with them daily, pretty much at least 3 to 4 times out of a week. And, you know, like I said, we try to teach them life skills. We try to teach them the importance of giving back and community service.
Is this something you do with the schools, a partnership with the schools? How do you get the name out and get people involved?
Unfortunately, it's not affiliated with any Opelika or any school periods, school systems period. We're actually affiliated with the Opelika Dog Pound, which is a sports organization that is a subdivision under the Knee High Foundation. And that's how we reach our kids. We have cheerleading. So we have girls from ages 5 through 12. We have football teams. We have, I think, currently 5 football teams with kids, like I said, ranging from ages 4 on up. So we primarily take the kids that are part of the football program, and we use that as far as the kids that we have for the Knee High Foundation. But not only that, the Knee High Foundation is open to kids, or we not only service the kids with the dog pound, but we also service the kids of the community. The Knee High Foundation, we've given over $10,000, close to $10,000 to seniors every year and scholarships since 2017. We've given over close to 3,000 book bags. Every year we do a book bag drive. So, I mean, we're heavily involved in the community.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. So tell me a little bit about how you got into starting this Knee High Foundation. What was it that led you to do this?
To be honest, back in 2017, I was just one day it just hit me. It was so much going on with the youth at that time, and violence and the crimes that was going on in my area. And I just said, man, I want to do something to help out the youth. And so I tried to narrow it down to something that I'm familiar with, which was football, because I played it my whole life, high school, college. And so football was the first step. So I put together a team. I started out with 22 guys in 2017.
Uh-huh.
And now currently we have over 120 kids.
Wow. And all of these kids that come through your program, is it classes? What does that look like to be mentored at the Knee High Foundation? What does that look like?
No, it's not. We do have classes. And that's one of the things that we're going to try to work on this year, was also trying to have like some type of after school program as well. Uh-huh. But we do, like I said earlier, we do offer classes. We give financial literacy classes. We've had etiquette classes. We've had we've taught, you know, classes to like where we taught the guys how to tie ties or maybe change a tire or things of that nature. So we don't have, it's not a daily operation where we have a class here or we're doing something here. It's just, we take the children that we have that's part of the football program, and we take something that we want to do with them, whether it's community cleanup, whether it's something to, you know, of the effect of giving back and community service.
Right. Teaching community service. I understand. So what, you know, people know about Knee-High Foundation. What do you think? You've been, obviously, since it seems like about 7 years you've been doing this, you've come across some misconceptions that people may have about the foundation that maybe you'd like to clear up. What are some of the misconceptions?
I think one of the biggest misconceptions of nonprofits are how we operate, how we function, because we can't function without donations or sponsorship because we're not a for-profit. So, and I think a lot of the misconceptions comes with when we get donations or we get sponsorships. A lot of misconceptions is about where is the money going or what happens with the money. And as far as with my organization, there has always been transparency there. We've always shown where the money goes or what we're using the money to build on. Like, and once we get donations and sponsorship, that money goes towards either giving the seniors those scholarships, or it helps with helmets, or it helps with supplying the children with when we travel with football, with supplying them with food. It goes to different things. So our biggest thing is the misconception of that the money that goes into nonprofits is being wasted. And that's totally not true.
Right.
You know, especially when I can show that a lot of times I've had to come out of my own pocket to help with the operation. So that's one of the big conceptions that, you know, that I would like to clear up.
Well, over the 7 years that you've been doing this, how has the foundation grown?
We've grown tremendously. Like in 2017, like I said, I started out using football as a tool for the nonprofit, and we started out with 22 guys, just 22 guys. And currently those guys are 9th graders and 10th graders in high school now. But we started out with 22 guys, and currently I think we're at over 120, 130 kids, including cheerleaders.
That's awesome. That's a lot of kids that you're helping out. That sounds really good. So what is one thing you wish people knew about the Knee-High Foundation that they may not realize?
That we're constantly working. It's constantly things being done behind the scene that nobody's seeing. The late nights, the time that's being put in, the connections that are trying to be made, sometimes it's sleepless night. You know, in the beginning, I'm not going to lie, the first couple of years, it was pretty much, you know, I was shouldering a lot of things on my own. So a lot of people don't see the blood, sweat, and tears that go behind, you know, trying to get the nonprofit and, you know, trying to, you know, deal with the rejection of people not trusting you because they've never heard of you or they don't know what your nonprofit is about. So, you know, once you get past that, then it becomes easier. And once people start seeing your work and what you do in the neighborhood and the things that the kids are doing now, it's easier at this point for me to go out and get a sponsorship than it was before when I first started.
Right. Building that name recognition and is very important. Absolutely. Well, how would someone get in touch with you if they wanted to help out with the foundation, or maybe they have a child that they'd like to get involved there? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
You can reach out. You can email me at arbryant41@gmail.com or theKneeHighFoundation@gmail.com. And just send us an inquiry. If you would like to donate, we also have, you know, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo. We have all types of, you know, donations, which we provide tax letters and all that good stuff for. So, but if you want to reach out, you know, those are the two primary emails for the foundation. So, you know, any questions or just let me know and we'll gladly reply back to you.
All right. Sounds awesome. Thanks so much for being with me, Anthony. I've enjoyed talking to you.
Same here. Thank you for the invite.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast Auburn. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpauburn.com. That's gnpauburn.com. Or call 334-429-7404.